The Gemara tells us in Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph that matzah tzarech haseba. Mishnah tells us, the first din of the Mishnah tells us in the course of the Mishnayos of the 10th parak teaching, the dinim of the Seder, the first din that the Mishnah teaches us, it's the middle of the Mishnah on Tzadi Tes, the opening Mishnah in Parak Avrei Pesachim, that there's a mitzvah haseba, you're supposed to eat the haseba, if you only should be Yisrael Le'ocha Achiyasev, that's the Mishnah on Tzadi Tes. Everyone, every Jew, poor or wealthy, eats Le'el HaSeder BeHaseba. First, as we saw, the first question that the Gemara raises is a question of what? Which foods? For what food do you require Haseba? And the Gemara says, matzah, yes, mara not. Arbakosis is more complex. Ultimately, halacha, we're mesiv for matzah and for all arbakosis. And last year, we started to look at the question we showed in debate in reading Matzah Tzarech Haseba, which is, what do you mean by matzah? Right? And we saw Tosos from Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, Tosos Dinas Chalmai at the very end, said when we say that you need Haseba for matzah, that's Kishon Mevarchin Alachilas Matzah U'Afikom. Tosos said very clearly, and you need Haseba for Afikoman, as well as for the Kazayas Matzah at the beginning, or however much Matzah, Kazayas for two, they're eating at the beginning of the Se'uda. That was the position of Tosfos, and not surprisingly, the later Ashkenazim fall into line with that. We saw that the three major Talmidim of Rami Rutenberg, the Rush, the Mordechai, and the Gaos Maimini, all line up, Beis Yosef quotes all three of them, line up with Tosfos. You do request the Ashkenazi position, you do require Haseba for Afikoman, and the Beis Yosef had noted that the Rambam disagrees. The Smag, not surprisingly, quotes the Rambam. Shitas Rambam is you do not need Haseba for Afikoman, just Kazayis Matzah. We got to see that inside, within the language of the Rambam himself. In Perek Zayin, he discusses Hilchas Haseba. Perek Zayin, Halachas Zayin, and Ches. At the end of Halacha Ches, he says, "Hey, Masa, Tzrichin Haseba, when you eat the Kazayis Matzah, when you drink the Dal Kosas, that's when you require Haseba." And last time we tried one approach, ultimately failed approach to understand this machlokas. Again, Rambam holds that Afikoman does not require Haseba. Tosis and later Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Rush and the others say Afikoman does require Haseba. So all of a sudden sounds like a machlokas over the nature of Afikoman. Is Afikoman matzah or not? The problem was it didn't line up. Right? So last time, the Rambam, the Rush, who is one of the Rishonim who argues that there is Haseba and Afikoman, is the prime proponent of Afikoman is not a mitzvah matzah. It's not even zecher to the matzah came with the Karban Pesach, the Rosh writes. It's actually zecher to the Karban Pesach itself. It's not Karban Pesach. No transubstantiation here. The matzah is not Karban Pesach, or Jewish. Matzah is matzah, it's not meat. But it's a zecher to the Karban Pesach. Nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah. And yet the Rosh is one of the proponents of you do require Haseba Afikoman. And meanwhile, the Rambam, who says no Haseba Afikoman, he's the one who quotes from his great grand Rebbe, the Rif. Rif is the end of Psachim, and this Rambam is at the end of Hilchas Chametz Matzah, second class halacha. Perek Ches Halacha Yud Gimel. Rambam says, if you only have one kazayis of matzah shmura, of matzah's kosher for the mitzvah Haseba Erev Tochel Matzahs, you eat it at the end. You eat it for Afikoman. In other words, the primary address for the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of achilas matzah, is Afikoman. And yet he's the one who says you don't require Haseba for Afikoman. Matter of fact, as I think it was Arye who pointed out this morning during Seder, think about it like this. I think it's a very good way to think about it. Right, for the Rambam, let's say you have one of those Sadarim, where you have one kazais of matzah shmura. Hayitachin, according to Rambam, you would be masiv at the beginning of the meal on the non-shmura matzah, perhaps, and eat the matzah shmura and say al-achilas matzah at the end of the meal. Strange picture. L'chora, perhaps. So what's going on? So, well, let's jump into where we left off last time. We left off last time that when you think just programmatically, when you think methodically, or if you like, methodologically, if you think in an organized way about this machlokas, the machlokas whether Afikoman requires a Haseba or not, so there are offhand are two ways of thinking about that machlokas. is either a machlok, it ought to be either machlok of the nature of apikomen or machlok of the nature of hesebo, because you think about the interaction between those two elements. We try to say it's a machlok of the nature of apikomen, and that seems to have failed. So let's instead, perhaps, it lies, and I think it will lie successfully, in the nature of hesebo. And to do that, we begin by turning our attention to the next issue that Tosfos raises. The end of Dir Maschil Mai, he spoke about Mat Haseban Afikomen, and that he was sure about. There is Haseban Afikomen. The next Tosfos, Kuvches Amar Av Dir Maschil Kulhu, he raises a question which he does not have an answer to. Kol Dal Tosfos Dir Maschil Kulhu, Nami Tzrichi Haseba. Tosfos writes, V'chol Dal Kosos Tzrichi Haseba Shar Shtiyah. This is the end of the sugya of the Arba Kosos, of the Haseban Arba Kosos. And Tosfos reiterates Maskanas HaGemara that you have to halach lemaisa haseba to all arba kosos, and then he's not sure b'tzarech iyun im shachach v'lo hesev im yachter v'yishta. You ought to do haseba for all dal kosos. You didn't. You have to re-drink your dal kosos. And Tosfos starts getting involved. Maybe it depends which kosos. There are halachas about not adding kosos at a certain point. The core question, though, is a question of is Haseba Me'akev, or it's going to be grammatical, is Haseba Me'akevus, or is Haseba not Me'akevus? The Tosfos is not sure. Who is sure about that? The Rush. So the Rush is coming at the end of the period by Tosfos, and by that point it seems like things have been worked out. Which way does the Rush go? Yeah, let's take a look. Simon Chaf in the Rush, a couple of lines down. Im Ocha below Haseba, here we are, six lines from the bottom of that column of Rush, the first column of Simon Chaf. Im Ocha below Haseba Layatza. Right after he says Matzah by Haseba because Rishon and Kazayis Shafikoman, he says, and if you ate without Haseba, Tosfos only discussed Shtia, and Tosfos wasn't sure. The Rush already adds Achila as well, and gives a definitive answer. Lo yatsa. Haseba is ma'akev kidamar v'shuban levi. Gemar v'shuban levi. Shama sh'ochel kazai. Smatikish u'mesev yatsa. Where is that gemar? That gemar appears on Kufchesim and Alf. Let's slide down near the end. We're talking during Seir about this. The gemar later on the Amud, after it deals with the question of what or writ, which foods require haseba, moves on to the question of who. We're talking a little bit about how, which positions, on your back, on your right side, left side, and then the Gemara gets involved in who? Who requires a seba? The Gemara, the principle of the Gemara is that if you have a person in a subservient position, who's subservient to someone else at the table, so there's reason to believe that he would not require a seba. To do a seba is, it's so unrealistic. You're acting derech heiros in the presence of someone to whom you're fundamentally not an equal. The Gemara talks about husbands and wives. The Gemara says it depends on nature relationship. The Gemara says sometimes you have a relationship which is more of a peer relationship, some relationship which is very asymmetrical, loving, safe, healthy, wonderful, but asymmetrical. The Gemara says it depends on the relationship. The Rama points out that in Ashkenaz for many centuries it has been the norm. The husbands and wives have much more of a peer relationship. That's what we call, the Gemara calls the Isha Chashuva. And then the Gemara talks about the Talmud in the presence of his Rebbe. Does he do Haseba or not? It's actually important in Yonad Yom in a different sense. Because the Gemara points out, the Gemara is a stira, whether you do Haseba b'fnei Rabba or not. So Gemara says, the Rav Yosef said you don't. Let's take a look at the Gemara, and then we'll get to the Gemara that the Rush quotes. Take a look at the Gemara here. Talmud Eitz El Rabo, my fifth to last narrow line, Kuf Chesem Alf. Am Rabaye, Kevinam Beir Mar, when we were by the Rebbe's home, when we were learning by Rabba, who was also Abaye's adoptive father, Zagina Birkei Dadadi, we did hasseba on each other's knees, right? There wasn't really either room or there weren't the comfortable chairs. They were just sitting in a circle. And everyone you have to lean on something. You can't do hasseba just in the air. Ideally, you have a comfortable couch, but you can lean on anything. So they were sitting in a circle, and every Talmud was leaning on the knees of the fellow to his left. And when Rav Yosef became Rosh Yeshiva after Rabbah, we went had Seder by Rav Yosef. You see that they didn't go home for Pesach Seder, as it sounds like. They stayed in Yeshiva, like Baranovich. They stayed in Yeshiva for Pesach. So in the early days, they had Rosh Seder with Rabbah. So but when they had Seder by Rabbah, they did have Seder. When they had Seder by Rav Yosef, he said, no one should do Haseba. It's Rechiz, you don't need to. Mora Rabbacha Kemora Shaman. The amount of Mora that a person ought to have for Rabban Shalom, for Rebbe, compared to Mor Shamayim, Rashi points out that's the drush of S, so Shem Kechatira. It's a very significant din of Mor Rabbo, so it doesn't make sense to do Hasil. So Gemara has a kasha, Mesve. They asked the kasha, how could Yosef say there's no Haseba Bifnei Rabbo? We have a statement from the Tanoim, in Hakol's two line from the end of the narrow lines. And I call Adam Mesu, I feel Talmud Eitzel Rabbo. You always do Haseba, even if your Rebbe is there. So it's a stira. A stira to. So that's a stira. That's a stira to Rav Yosef. How could the Amor Rav Yosef tell the Talmud that they don't do Haseba? How could Amor Rav Yosef tell the Talmud not to do Haseba because he's there? But from the Tanaim, they said they do. So the Gemara says, and that's why I mentioned this is in Yand Yoma, but not in a Pesach sense, but this is an important seasonal Ha'ara. The Gemara says, you know what the answer is? There are two types of briska tires, there are two types of Rebbeim. The one type of Rebbe with whom you do Haseba, the other type of Rebbe with whom you don't do Haseba. Kitanya Hahi, you know what the price is? Talk about the Gemara says, Bishulia Denagri, your master carpenter. If you're an apprentice, if you're learning to become a carpenter, so you're apprentice to a master carpenter, so he's your Rebbe from Ada is your Rebbe, and apparently there is some degree of added requirement of Kavod and Mora, not enough, not as much as for the Rebbe teaching you Torah, so Rebbe teaches you Torah, there's so much, that's Mamash Kemora Shamayim, that already the Mora is so overwhelming that there's no Chiyav Haseba. Whereas the Rebbe teaches you Mada, the Gemara says, there is apparently some degree of Kavod and Mora, to the extent that one had a Hava Mina, that even by the Rebbe who teaches you carpentry, you would not be mesiv. So as Bryce says, no, there's the Chi of Mora, but not to the, or Chi of Kavod, anyhow, but not to the extent that it should override or make irrelevant the din of Haseba. Okay, now, in that list of personalities or relationships, Haseba between husband and wife, Haseba between Rebbe and Talmud, now we come Ibai Lahu, the first wide line, Ibai Lahu Shamishmai. What to start with a waiter, or maybe a better way to put it would be a butler. The person who's hired help. Domestic help. Jewish domestic help. He's also a Jew. He's also eating matzah and marbi makai and mitzvah halayla and servicing the people who are sitting around the table. So should he be doing a seba or not? Now, it's a practical issue, because if you're up and down the whole time, if you ever worked as a waiter at a simcha, so you know that you are in camp, or you did Torah Nut, so you know that your experience of the meal is very different because you're eating before, you're eating after, you're eating between, you're up and down the whole time. While everyone else is sitting and eating and experiencing whatever's going on, you're up and down and trying to enable what's going on, but you're not actually involved. And so everyone else is having a Seder unfolding normally, the Shabbos is up and down the whole time. Not only is there a practical problem, but in the context of the piece that Gord just saw, also there's in back of our minds a question of, You're their shamash, and again, it may not just be you happen to be the waiter for tonight, but particularly, same before, if you're the butler, you're the hired domestic help, so maybe you're too kafuf for Haseba to be meaningful. So the Amarua, and we're wondering about that. If you have a shamash, does a Jewish butler, does he do Haseba, or does he not do Haseba? So Tashma, here's the Raya. The Amar Mishu ben Leib, Tashma usually introduces something from the Tanaim. Yeshua ben Levi is sort of on the border between Tanaim and Amram. Amram Yeshua ben Levi, Hashamash ha'ochel kazayis matzah kishu meisiv yotza. If the shamash ate the kazayis of matzah beheseba, he is yotze. Meisiv in, lo meisiv lo. Apparently, he's only Yotze if it was Behseba. If he wasn't Mesev, he's not Yotze. Shmami, no. Well, so you see from there that what? Well, what's the Gemara proving from there? What's the Gemara proving from there? That Shamus was Chayev. If Shamus wasn't Chayev, it wouldn't say that there would be no implication that without Behseba, he wasn't Yotze. That's what the Gemara wants. Now let's turn back to the Rush. What the Rush wants, here we are back, Simin Chaf. Let's jump back in. Six lines from the bottom of that first column. Simin Chaf. Imacha below Behseba lo Yotze. The Rush is trying to give a definitive answer to the Tosis' open question. Is a Seba Ma'akeves or is a Seba just ideal? Amash wasn't Yotze Matze Pa'ipolo a Seba, I wasn't Yotze Arbatosis, I just, it's not as good as it could have been. They said, no, Yotze, after all, Kamer Yishu and Levi. That's what we just learned. Hashem Shachal, Kazai's Matze Kishu, Mesiv Yotze. You're Yotze if you're a Mesiv. Mashma, now the Gemara said explicitly, Mesiv in Lo Mesiv Lo. He says, Masha Mesiv in Lo Mesiv Lo, meaning, not only that there's an expectation that Shamash will do Heseva, but that's not just a question of ideal, it's a question of Yatza, Lo Yatza. So the Rush, if you will, is Bimadaik, and the Gemara's language is Bimadaik and Shervalid. The fact that it's a question of Yatza, Lo Yatza implies that Heseva is not just, forget about the Shamash, in general, Heseva is not just ideal, Heseva is critical. So that's the way the Rush deals with Tosfos. Rabbi Shulchan Levi, Heseva is absolutely critical. Okay. Where does that leave us? So let's take a look. So Biskarov suggests, that's an interesting Rush. Let's take a look at Rambam. And what we're going to do is look at the Rambam, sort of move outward in concentric circles. Let's start with one line in the Rambam, which is interesting. And then as you move further and further out to encompass more and more of the Rambam, a whole halacha, two halachas, three halachas, a whole perek, all of a sudden, things fall into greater and greater clarity. Thank you for joining. So let's take a look. Biskarov points out, look at the following Rambam. And this Rambam is called the Halacha. We follow this Rambam to a greater or lesser extent to figure out how practical it is with the soup. But if you take a look back, the Rambam's Hilchos Haseba stretch over ostensibly two Halachas. Parag Zayin Halacha, Zayin Halacha Tes. But Rav Chesed runs through a lot of details. He starts with the question of who. An Isha Yisrael, an Isha, Isha Chashuva, Bein Yitzel Aviv, the Shamash Bifnei Rabo, Tzrichin HaSeba, right, that's our Gemara, Talmud Bifnei Rabo, and so on. Then he quotes in reverse order of the Gemara. First starts with who, then he starts with how, in terms of positions, and finally the end talks about what foods. And he must say Tzrichin HaSeba, Shasta Chizik Zayis Matzah, Uvishtiyah Gal Toseba. When you do Haseba, Matzah, Kazayis Matzah, we had Shtel on the Kazayis Matzah, and Arbakosa, what's the last one in the Rambam? Shir Kol. Shah Achilasa or Shtiyasa of Hesed Reza Neshuba, Bimlav and Otsav. You're only required to do Haseba, says the Rambam, from Matzah and Arbakosa. So they want to talk about Tzarek. Matzah, Tzarek Haseba. Arbakosa is Tzrikin Haseba. Sarek is only matz and abrakosis. But the more the merrier. You want to eat other things and drink other things, but say, let's give Shulchan Aruch, or Shulchan Aruch, however you pronounce that part of the Seder. But when you have your Su'uda, so it may be complicated to do a Seder for the soup, if you have soup. That maybe is pretty logistically complicated to not get yourself all messed up. But certainly, if you're, whatever else you're eating, that you're eating pot roast, you're eating boiled chicken, whatever, you're eating kugel, you're eating Pesach Tikka Challenge, whatever you're having at the Seder, so you're not required to eat the meat and vegetables, Behaseba, you're not required to eat the kugel, Behaseba, but if you do, says the Rambam, Harez Meshuvach. So Briskarab says, that's interesting, Dan. It's more interesting. After Ishul Chan Aruch, Behaseba. Let's think about those two demons for a moment. The Rush is very bothered. The Rush is convinced that if you ate matzah that has sebo, you have to re-eat your matzah. You weren't yotzei matzah. Meaning, not Torah, you were yotzei matzah, but Rabbanon, you weren't yotzei matzah. You drank arbakosos that has sebo, well, the whole arbakosos is Rabbanon, and you weren't really yotze, you're missing one of the critical elements of the arbakosis. You were missing one of the midrabanan critical elements of matzah. Because it wasn't the heseva. Just like if you, if you had arbakosos of water, you weren't yotze arbakosos. If you had arbakosos of wine, but shlo heseva, or if let's say you drank arbakosos, but you never swallowed it. You just sort of swished it around your mouth. You thought you were at a wine tasting. If you had this sort of, you swirled it, and you sniffed it, and then you swirled it around your mouth, you chewed it, and you spat it out. So that's good wine tasting form, but you're absolutely not, and that will help you to not become inebriated, but it will also get in the way of being yotze to the mitzvah of arbakosos. You have to actually drink the arbakosos. Right? You didn't do everything you need to do. So the Rosh is saying, if you drank arbakosos, you actually swallowed it, but it wasn't the behaseba, you didn't do everything you need to do, you got to re-drink your arbakosos. Yeah.
Isn't that even, if arbakosos are just for heroes,
I don't want to get sidetracked. Interesting point. I don't want to get sidetracked, though. Let's not get sidetracked. You raise an interesting point. Wouldn't it be even finer form of chesed? Perhaps, if Chazal were being misak in the mitzvah, if Chazal were being misak in the mitzvah of arbakosos nowadays, perhaps they would have. One could imagine maybe they would have been misak in that, maybe not. But what might say they were not, that's not the takana that they set up. They did set up a takana of the actual shtiyas arbakosos. Right? One could imagine a different. Maybe they could have, would have, should have. You know, a different era. Maybe they would have been misakin otherwise. Just like one can imagine, there's a din drabanan that glass requires tefillas kelim. In the Torah, metal requires tefillas kelim. The Gemara says, midrabanan Chazal made a takana that glass requires tefillas kelim. They never made a takana that plastic requires tefillas kelim. Perhaps if Chazal lived at a time when there was plastic, maybe they would have. Okay, b'lamaisa said they didn't. So we're not bound by such shakana. So that is an interesting point, but I don't want to lose the thread. So let's come back here again. Again, what are we looking at? Chazal Rosh tells us haseba is a critical element of eating matzah. Mijabana. It's a critical element of drinking arbakosos. So critical that it's ma'akev. If you ate matzah with arbakosos, you got to eat matzah. If you ate matzah without haseba, you got to eat matzah. You drink the arbakosos without haseba, you got to drink the arbakosos. You weren't yotze. That sounds, says Briskov, if you read the Rush, think about the Rush with a careful ear, with a lumdish ear, it sounds like the Rush is thinking about Haseba as an aspect of matzah. It's an aspect of arbakosos. It's a detail within the world of matzah. There's certain rules in the Torah that define the mitzvah of matzah, and there are additional, there are a whole host of additional details in Midrabanan. One of them is Haseba. There are a whole host of details about how you become arbakosos. One of them is Haseba. Right? Now, Briskov points out, let's think about this a little bit. If you're the Rush, could you imagine saying, by the way, you should also eat your Sudas Pesach, the rest of the Suda Behaseba. So Briskov suggests that that's meaningless. This is a way of being Mekayim Matzah. This is a way of being Mekayim arbakosos. What does that have to do with the rest of your eating and drinking? What Shaychas? That's not the mitzvah of Matzah. That's not the mitzvah arbakosos. And the Rambam, the Rush never said that you need a seba on the rest. This is ideal to have this meaningful to have a seba for the rest of the meal. The Rambam did. And the Briskov suggests that looking at that detail, the Rambam teaches you a lot. Because it sounds, if you can tell me, well, you're required to do a seba amount to arbakosos, but it would be valuable, but not required to do a seba for even more food, more eating and drinking. So Briskov says, well, it sounds like it's for the Rambam. It's not a mitzvah, not like the Rosh. It's a chelak of the mitzvah of matzah. Seems like, as he puts it, it's like a freestanding mitzvah. The mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of arbakosos, and there's a mitzvah of haseba for the Rambam. It's a separate mitzvah. That's why he puts a din bifnei atzmo, a separate din with its own rules. So now he doesn't exactly put it this way, but I would say the minimum shear for the mitzvah of haseba is matzah and arbakosos. It's the minimum shear. But you want to do more is better. After all, I would suggest also look back at Halacha Zayin. The beginning of Halacha Zayin is where he lays out, he first formulates the mitzvah drabanan of Haseba. And the Rambam is very good at this. He's very particular about first formulating sort of an abstract of what the mitzvah is, and then he'll give it to you in a more elaborate fashion. If the mitzvah daraisa, he'll do it twice. Because he'll, before he even starts that section of halachas, he'll list all the mitzvahs. And then again, he'll give you, like here, the beginning of parak vav, beginning of parak zayin, he says, oh, there's a mitzvah de'imatzes, a mitzvah to secret yitzvah tzrayim. And then he dives into the details. So if the mitzvah is rabban, like haseva, it doesn't appear in tarak mitzvahs, it's not at the beginning of the halachas, but it is here in parak zayin halacha zayin. He gives you his thumbnail portrait of the basic definition of the mitzvah before it gets into details. Lefikach, halacha zayin, when a person sits down to eat on the night of the 15th of Nisan, you need to eat and drink. That's the basic mitzvah. It's not to eat matzah beheseva. It's not to drink avakos beheseva. It's to eat and drink beheseva. The basic, which accords very well with the Briskarov suggestion, this is really a freestanding mitzvah. By the way, where did the Rambam get that language from? That language for the basic mitzvah is to eat and drink be'aseba is lifted from which text of Chazal? It's an appropriate text for the basic formulation. What's he quoting? Halacha Ches is all quoting Daf Kuf Ches in Sachem. But that first line of Halacha Zayin is quoting the Mishnah, exactly, the Mishnah Tzayites, right? I feel only should be sold. That's what we mentioned when we got started, right? The basic thing the Mishnah says is haseba, and seba is a way of eating. And so, and the Rambam is very sensitive to that. He says that's the mitzvah is to eat and drink, and he adds drinking behaseba. And notice, it's only at the very end, the last lines of Halacha Ches, he finally says, by the way, matzah arba kosos. Because that's not really what the haseba is about. Seba is not about matzah arbakosos according to Rambam. It's a freestanding independent mitzvah. The minimum shear is haseba matzah arbakosos. But it's an inherently, independently meaningful act to do haseba as a way to eat and drink behaseba. The minimum amount to eat and drink behaseba is matzah arbakosos. The more the merrier. You could eat and drink almost everything behaseba if you want to. And that would be meaningful. So we started with I said concentric circles, right? We started with that one line at the very end of Halacha Ches. The Rama has this Midas Chasidus, there is a Meshubach, to eat and drink other things, the Seba, which already gets us thinking that it's a Mitzvah B'Fnei Atzmo. We expand out to Halacha, the opening line of Halacha Zayin, where the basic definition of the Mitzvah does not involve Matzah or Bekosos, it's to eat and drink the Seba. It should be noted, before we expand even further, that the Briskarov points out delicious irony. He says, where did Rambam get this from? Where did Rambam get it from? That everything Rambam says, every single Rambam writes in a letter to Pinchas Adayim, a letter they wrote about the Mishnah Torah. He says, I don't say Chidushim unless I say so. He says, Mishnah Torah, If I want to say my own chiddush, I'll say yei roi li. It seems to me that X, Y, Z. So everything I'm doing, everything else, which he says, I think 99 times, it's not my count, someone else counted, the number 99 times, of course, is the entire Mishnah Torah. It's not a lot that he says yei roi li. Almost everything is, Rambam believes what he was just quoting Chazal. Now, he may have been, the chiddush often is in the way he understood Chazal. In other words, he may have read that Gemara very differently than the Rishonim did, and he's just going to present it very nonchalantly, because from his perspective, he's just, you know, giving you the Gemara. He's giving you the Yerushalmi. And he also may question what he quotes, what he doesn't quote, what he passes like, and which text he's looking at, and how where he puts things. But he's quoting Chazal. He's quoting it. It's always a Mishnah, Tosefta, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Mishnah, Halacha, unless he says Yerali, unless he quotes my Rebbeim or Gaonim. So the question is, where did he get this from? Briskarov doesn't give that whole hakdam I just gave you with a letter, but the question is a good one. Where did this come from? Sharech laso shtiyaso. Where did I find that? That it's ideal, it's meaningful, because chasidus, to eat and drink the rest of your meal be'aseba also. Where did that come from? So Briskarov points out, gorgeous. He said, it's the same Gemara that the Rosh got with looking at. And they come to opposite conceptual conclusions based on the same Gemara. And what the Gemara is saying, Yeshua ben Levi is talking about the Shabbos, right? The bottom of Kuf Chasim Aleph we're looking at a few minutes ago. Yeshua ben Levi talked about the Jewish butler. If he ate kazayis matzah, kishu meisiv yotza, meisiv in lo, meisiv lo. So the Rosh read that comment of Rabbi Shimon Levi is saying, oh, if you didn't eat your matzah beheseva, you weren't yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Rambam read it, the scrub suggests, as if you didn't eat even a kazayas of a single kazayas of matzah beheseva. That's not, I mean, you only had half a kazayas. You only drank a cup of wine beheseva. You just stuck some of the else in your mouth beheseva. You didn't even have a kazayas of matzah beheseva. Lo yotze yidei chovas heseva, according to the Rambam. That's the minimum. And if that's the case, the implication is, of course, it would be better to eat your whole meal beheseva. But this guy, he's a shamus. He's a butler. He doesn't have the luxury of eating his entire meal beheseva. He's running back and forth all the time. But he's half the time he's eating on the run, eating standing, eating walking, maybe eating sitting. It was about to eat beheseva, to get comfortable beheseva. He doesn't have time. So we'll tell him, you don't have the opportunity to eat your roast beheseva. At least eat kazayas matzah. Just get that first kazayas matzah beheseva. Then the rest you can be standing while you eat. But ideally, implication is, you can eat more beheseva to be better. So again, now what's beautiful, it's the same line in the Gemara, which the Rush used, the Rush saw in this line, that heseva is ma'akev and matzah. The Rambam, the scribe suggests, saw on this line, that matzah is the minimum shear of the larger mitzvah heseva. So number one, we have two nafkaminas in the same chakira, and two different Rishonim saw on the same line of Gemara, one of two different nafkaminas, and in two opposite directions. Because right? Again, we have let's recap before we take it forward in two final directions. What we have is clearly a requirement for heseba, but a yesh lachkar, whether heseba is an independent din or it's an aspect of matzen arbakosos. Viskarab suggests two nafkaminas in that chakira, and that the Rishonim fall on different sides of these nafkaminas, and that both nafkaminas end up being brewed in the same gemara. Right, one nafkamina is, let's add matzah without heseba, my yotze matzah. I had arbakosos, I said my yotze arbakosos. The Rush says no, because matzah is an aspect of those dinim. The other question is there any meaningfulness to eat, not required, but is it meaningful to be masiv for more food? The Rambam says yes, also based on the same Gemara, and that's an indication that it's a freestanding din. Okay, so that's what we have so far. Yesh lachkar, the nature of heseba, and two nafkaminas is in the akev, and should you do other food beheseba, and both, as Biskarab points out, both ideas are coming from one of two readings in this Gemara, will send you to one of two nafkaminas, an opposite conceptual approach, opposite studim in the chakira. Now, let's add two more things to the Biskarab, two or three more things. One is, as I was saying before, moving on concentric circles. And so we started with you read that one line at the end of Halacha Ches about Shara Chiyasa Ishtiyasa, and then the Brisker says, why don't you expand it to look, let's expand it to look at the beginning of Halacha Zayin. The truth is, you can expand it even more. You can expand it even more, because as I mentioned before, it's always important in Rambam to look at context, because the Rambam was a big stickler for context. He spent a lot of time thinking about how one of the major contributions of the Mishnah Torah was to reorganize Torah Shel Peh in a logical, methodical, organized way. So where things appear matters greatly. That's actually one of the major themes of the first piece in Brisker of Sefer, piece in the Chassam Torah. If you look at it now, and you have to ask yourself, where did the Rambam put Hesevah? So Perek Vav is about Hilchas Matzah. He didn't put it in Hilchas Matzah. He put it in Perek Zayin, which is Hilchas Sipur Tiyas Mitzrayim. So the first thing to notice is, if you were the Rush, if the Rush was writing this, he probably would put it in Perek Vav, because it's an aspect of Matzah, it's an aspect of Arbakosos. The Rambam didn't put it in Perek Vav. But not only did he not put it in Perek Vav, because it's not an aspect of Matzah, it's worth noting also, and this is where the Brisker Rav, this is taking the Brisker Rav to the next step, he did put it in Perek Zayin, which is the Mitzvah Sipur Tiyas Mitzrayim. And not only does he put it in Perek Zayin, But unlike, there are some other demons at the end of Perek Zayin that maybe had nowhere else to go, like Maro, Charoses. But it's not just that it happens to be at the end of Perek Zayin. This is a key connecting word. What's the key connecting word? Beginning of Halacha Zayin. The first word, the word he uses to introduce, to transition, I should say, into the Seba, one word. Lefikach. Therefore, it's not a new halacha. Haseba is a haseba, and arba kosos are a therefore. Therefore what? Therefore from what? Where does haseba arba kosos come from? Halacha vav, right? What's halacha vav? The previous halacha. The chol davar dar, the very, very famous Rambam, because he adds a single, like this spoke out one word in halacha zayin, there's one letter added in halacha vav. What's the one letter added in halacha vav? Hey. The chol davar dar chayv adam laharo says atzmo ki hu bi atzmo yotzem atem yishuv in tzrayim. Right, our garrison in the Mishnah. That's what we say in the Seder in Magid. The chol davar dar chayv adam liro says atzmo. You have to imagine that you're going out in tzrayim. It's a hard mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of machshava. Our garrison in the Mishnah is that it's a mental mitzvah, emotional mitzvah. It's chovos chal davos. To imagine. You'd see that you're going through Yitzias Mitzrayim. For the Rambam, it's a chovas va'idar. It's a chovas masa. Chol davar chayvad lahar os es atzmo kiyata. I have to portray myself. You're probably familiar with some of the minhagim that different Sephardic communities have, about the whipping with the scallions and the jumping over the rivers. You make a pretend river, jump over, jump through. And to act out, to walk around the table with mouths on your back, to act out Yitzias Mitzrayim. Where does that come from? It's a Rambam. Al davar zeh tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah. It's a mitzvah doraisa. V'zacharta ki eved ha'yisa. Kolomar ki iu atav b'atmach ha'yisa eved yatzas l'cheres v'nevdesa. We have osana hotzi mishah. Sounds like it's a doraisa. Probably not an independent doraisa. It's a part of the mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. Where the last couple of halachas, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, we all went through a different aspect of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. We don't have time for that now. It's a whole separate conversation. Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim is a very multi-dimensional mitzvah. Questions and answers and audio-visual aids. A lot of pieces going on Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. But then the final piece is not only is it a mitzvah of speaking, it's a mitzvah of do. You can't just tell the story verbally, you have to tell the story kinesthetically. You have to tell the story al de masa. You have to act out the story. You have to act out specifically looking free. That's an aspect of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. Lefikach, says the Rambam, and therefore you have to be masiv and you have to drink arba kosos. What just happened? That one word, b'nei v'al chazayin, lefikach, what Rambam just do to us? What Rambam just do to say ben arba kosos? He made a chiyuv d'oraisa. He made a part of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. Haseib is d'oraisa, arba kosos d'oraisa? Well, yes and no. It's like we saw in Hilchos Shabbos, beginning of Perek Chaval v'Hilchos Shabbos. Min ha-Torah, I didn't have to specifically do Haseib. I didn't have to specifically drink d'al kosos. Min ha-Torah, I have to do something to portray chayrus. I could have done other things. I could walk around the table with masa on my back. I'm already done min ha-Torah. The chiyuv to specifically drink arba kosos and do haseiba, the chiyuv to do that specifically is rabbanah. But when you do it, it's a way of fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa. And which mitzvah d'oraisa? Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. But to take the prescribed to the next step, it's not just that it's not a mitzvah of matzah. He says didn't mitzvah d'atzmah. Didn't mitzvah d'atzmah means it, instead of being a chelek of mitzvah of matzah, haseiba is a chelek of the other mitzvah d'oraisa. Haseiba is a chelek of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. Oh, this is part of telling the story. That's what it means. That's not a mitzvah haseiba. No, I mean, this is part of Sipur Tzias. That's why it's in Perek Zayin. That's why it's lefikach. This is a specific aspect of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. By the way, in which we brought in the multidimensional storytelling of Leil HaSeder. And then, finally, Rabbi Osai, and then finally, Afikoman. Let's go back to where we started. Right? We said, yeah, Machlokas, are we showing Rosh and Rambam in particular? Oh, the nature of, that's why those two Rishonim are specifically very important. Oh, the nature of, where Masasarah Haseba, does it mean Afikoman? Does not mean Afikoman. A 3/4 of Abe's nature, Machlokas, the nature of Afikoman. Done. David's Machlokas, the nature of Haseba. Beautiful. See, the Rosh holds that Haseba is a way of doing mitzvah halayla. It's a way, Haseba is a way of being Mekayim Matzah. Haseba is a way of being Mekayim Arba Kosos. Perhaps, I don't know, what would the Rosh hold when you have a Karban Pesach? You have to be Masiv with the Karban Pesach? Maybe, certainly conceivable, for the Rosh Haseba is a way of being Mekayim Mitzvah Halayla. Not a freestanding mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. So then, look, I understand well whether afikoman is a mitzvah of matzah or it's a mitzvah of zeichel karm bezach. If that's one of the mitzvah laila, it's not unreasonable that afikoman requires haseva. Requires one of the mitzvah. This is the way you're making the mitzvah laila. Whereas according to the Rambam, we said that Ari made the point before. It's ironic, right? If it could be that I'll be mesim the first kazayis of matzah while only be Makai the mitzvah of matzah with a kazayis shmur at the end. It's ironic, but it's no longer nonsensical. Because for the Rambam, Haseba has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah per se. It's not way of being a kind of mitzvah laila. It's part of the mitzvah of Sibrit Yetzirah Mitzrayim. Chazal could have said, eat something beHaseba. They didn't even have to say matzah. But okay, we understand. They're saying up, they said, look, the minimum is matzah. We understand why they picked matzah. Matzah is the only item that everyone is eating. Makes a lot of sense to say the kazayis rishon is the minimum shear. But it doesn't necessarily have to do with the fact that the Kazayis Rishon is a mitzvah of the Erev Tov Lumatzos. That's the minimum shear of the mitzvah Haseva. So it may well be true that Afikoman is also a mitzvah, but that's irrelevant. You need Achil Shtia Haseva. The minimum shear of Achil Haseva, Chazal or Kameya, is the first Kazayis Matzah. Whether that's a mitzvah Matzah, not a mitzvah, is irrelevant. That Chazal Haseva, Din of Haseva, right? As a way of fulfilling this mitzvah right of Sefer Tehillim from time. So they could have just left it wide open, eat something in Be'ezeva, but often Chazal try to make the Din Drabanan more structured, because that in part probably because that way they last. And the most reasonable, no one can end the Raisa, it makes sense to pick matzah, but also just because everyone's eating matzah. There's no other, most people are eating meat, hopefully, but maybe some people won't. Right? Maybe some people can't afford it. Everyone's having matzah, that's required. So it makes good sense to say the first kazayis of matzah is they could have, you could imagine they were misakin otherwise. Okay, you could imagine they were misakin, they could have been misakin, it's the kazayis of mitzvah's matzah, but they didn't have to, and the Rambam suggests they did not. They were said, the kazayis rishon matzah, that was the minimal takran. You want to make it for your gevaldik, you want to make it for your soup, go for it. You want to make it for your chicken, gevaldik. But the minimum shear, it's not about the mitzvah. For the Rambam, it's not about the, it's not that the Haseba relates to the mitzvah of matzah. Kazayis matzah just happens to be the shear of the mitzvah Haseba. So then, the fact that Afikoman is more mitzvah matzah sometimes than the Kazayis Rishon is really irrelevant from a Haseba perspective. But Haseba doesn't belong to Perek Vav. Haseba has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Achilas matzah. Haseba is part of Perek Zayin, Mufika. Haseba is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Tehillim Mitzrayim. And when Chazal set up this Drabanan expansion of Sipur Tehillim Mitzrayim, the way they set it up, the way they were masakin it was kazayis matzah. Whether that's the mitzvah of matzah, not the mitzvah of matzah, it's probably not so relevant. I mean, even have time for a question.
Not if the first kazayis is matzah shmur, yes.
Because all of it is part of the mitzvah matzah, and because it's the first time you're doing the ma'aseh. That's a large hilchos brachos question. But it's not the only time you find that even if the Iker mitzvah is later, it may be true, but let's say by shofar also. The Iker kiyum of shofar is al seder hapsukim, machas zechronos and shofars, but we still make the bracha earlier on. You are doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. But if you're not even eating matzah shmur at the beginning, you're not even doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. Yeah.
So for Afikoman, the Rambam would say, suk to you ways, you know, portray yourselves as leaving Egypt. Rus just says it's another.
The Rush says that Afikoman is a Haseba is a way of fulfilling the mitzvah halayla. So it's reasonable to assume that should be true for Afikoman as well. If Afikoman is one of the required achilos of the night for whatever reason, well, for the Rambam, a Haseba is part of portraying Yetzirah Mitzrayim independent of the mitzvah of eating matzah, and therefore whether this particular piece of matzah is the mitzvah achilos matzah or not is irrelevant from a Haseba perspective. I'm glad to hang around for more questions.